Why system sometimes we can freeze it for. So when the SOS electrical fault happens, the protective device should make the protection. Normally the protection is provided by the fuse or the circuit breaker or the overcurrent circuit breaker or the fuse. This is for the overcurrent protection. Regarding the upper protection, we provide the RCD, the fixed current devices. Therefore, the fault protection scheme, this is for the fault protection system. The meaning with the automatic disconnection of supply. In the meantime, use of the class 2 equipment. So those classroom equipments are the insulation and also the electrical separation. So this is for the electrical separation. So this is for the fault protection. So in this case, regarding the fault protection, it's about the ESR 2000, 3000. 2007 edition. So rule 2.4.3 say about the protection by automatic disconnection of supply. So that we go to the ESR 3000 rule. So ES 3000 rule. So that will be the fault protection is you can see from the rule 2.4. So rule 2.4 talking about this is fault protection. So that will be the page number 74. So go and see the page number 74. Okay, so protection by automatic disconnection of supply. Protection by means of the automatic disconnection of supply either to limit the prospective attack voltage rising between the simultaneously accessible conductive paths in the event of the fault between LIPA and H4 conductive paths or the protective acting conductor. So then will be the rule 2.4.2 say about the protection by automatic disconnection of supply. Here's a 3000. 2007, 2.4.2, say about the protection by automatic disconnection supply. So the protection by automatic disconnection supplies that you can see in the ESC on the roof, here is called the 2.4.2 protection by automatic disconnection supply. Protection by means of disconnection supply. As soon as the fault happens, the circuit breaker needs to disconnect. So either to limit the prospective charge voltage. This means the fault voltage need to be limited. Fault voltage and the fault current need to be limited. So that by making this disconnection, we can limit the fault voltage. The voltage arising between the simultaneously accessible conductive paths in the event of the fault. So that as soon as the fault happens, all the conductive paths are their voltage and current level will be high. So that as soon as it happens, it needs to be protected. So this is a rule 2.4.2 say about the protection by automatic disconnection for the supply. So in the meantime, we also need to provide the appropriate equipment. So appropriate equipment have to be provided. So what kind of the equipment have to utilize? This is the type of the device. So 2.4.3 say about the type of the device for the fault protection. What kind of style devices are we using? So important one will be the enclosed are two links. Enclosed fuse link. So this is all that we have to provide the fuse protection. Enclosed two fuse link. So which is the fuse? This is I show the fuse here. So this is the fuse link. As soon as the fault happens, the fuse wire. This wire is a special fuse wire. So this is what I wire is that this is our metallic alloy, special fuse wire. Some people are the just think of the small wire and the wire are the fuse. Well, today can do it, but that it will not be accurate because this fuse wire is adjust with the current. So 10 amp wire, 10 ampere fuse, 20 ampere fuse, that wire is totally adjust with the current. So if you are taking out the normal wire, it will not provide the accurate fuse protection, for protection. That way you see the enclosed fuse link. So this is the AS6026 standard. So this standard is a this tool if we utilize the AS6026 and miniature overcurrent breaker. So that way the AS311. So this is for AS311, the miniature overcurrent breaker. So this is the circuit breaker also be utilized to protect the fuse, protect the fall. So that when the fuse happen, usually the fuse, this is for the two kind of the fuse. This is the wire fuse. You can put the fuse wire in the middle. You can use this one is a cathode fuse. So this fuse is a very accurate protection. So as well as the fault, as well as the fuse have blow out, it will got a spark. So it got the metal. It got this distribution of metal. Metallic here will be there will be the metallic. So powder. Two bombers are also a single electric arc. So this is the way that not only cut out the fuse, it's also the provide the arc distribution. So that kind of the fuse we are utilizing, this is a very big fuse. We can also use in the 440 HRD cathode fuse. This is for the protections are live. We use a fuse wire. In the meantime, we also provide the circuit breaker. So circuit breaker will be like this. So this is for the circuit breaker. So this kind of the circuit breaker we also utilize. So circuit breaker function is we also provide the fault protection. So that way the circuit breaker is utilizing. So circuit breaker, we utilize the circuit breaker to protect the fuse. In this case, the circuit breaker, this is the magnetic system. So as soon as the fault happens, so this will be the circuit will be cut off. So this circuit breaker is designed based on the AS3111 standard. And also the Morgan circuit breaker. So this one is a follow the AS60947.2 standard and fit setting RCD. So this is the AS NZS3190 standard and semi enclosed rewirable fuse. Cannot be used. So this is for the fuse protection. We have, when you protect the fuse must be totally enclosed, not the partially enclosed. So we can use a fuse. This way, either you can use the cathode fuse, this one is the circuit breaker, you can utilize the circuit breaker to protect the system, or that you can provide the fuse. This is a circuit breaker. This circuit breaker is this one with the internet connection, construction diagram. And here we have the outside the circuit breaker. This circuit breaker we utilize to rotate the fuel. Not only on the other supply, as well as the power happens, it can cut off the power supply. So this is a circuit breaker progression. We also have to utilize the circuit breakers to rotate the fuels. Rotate the circuit. So in the meantime, we also need to provide the fuse rotation. This is for the fuse can get the fuel. As soon as the fault happens, it can also extinguish. So this gathering fuse are ready made. You can just plug into the socket. And this one is a rewirable fuse. So we use a rewirable fuse or gathering fuse. So rewirable fuse is a standard wire. This is a fuse wire. They are already tested. Depending on the current, so that one you have to rewire. Here you rewire and then you can put the plug. So then when you get take out the fuse can also utilize. In the meantime, this way you get 45 MPR. Then we get a cathode fuse. Take out fuse can be utilized. So then we use the appropriate protection system. That kind of fuel also includes the powder. Those powder that as soon as the spark happens, those spark can be extinguished by those powder. And also we utilize the circuit breaker, the circuit breaker internet connection, and then we use the outside circuit breaker. So in this case, that kind of circuit breaker, we also utilize the RCD, residual current devices, for the upper protection. So this upper protection, we also need to be test. So this is the tester. This tester, we have to inject the current and then we can see the operation. Before you are using the RCD, we can use test with the tester. So this is for the kind of the fuse protection required for the system. So therefore, we also need to protect the protection against the overcurrent. So this is the rule 2x5, say about the protection against overcurrent. So that we will see the AS at 3000 to 2x5. Rule 2x5 is talking about the protection cases of overcurrent. So now we go to the rule 2x5. So that will be the 2x4. Protection against overcurrent. Active conductor shall be protected by one or more devices that automatically disconnect the supply in the event of the overcurrent. This means that as well as the fault happens, the current value is higher, so that overcurrent happens. When the overcurrent happens, we have to utilize the fuse or the circuit breaker. Those circuit breaker need to cut off the supply. Especially the active wire, we need to supply with the fuse. Active conductor shall be protected by one or more devices that automatically disconnect the supply in the event of overcurrent. Before such overcurrent attain the magnitude or duration, that will cause an injury to persons, or the lifestyle, or the damage. So in this case, you can see the normal current and fuse current. This is the current wave, this is the normal current. If you wave point is like the current, so this is the normal current. So this is a normal condition. When the system got the fault current will be higher than the much higher than the normal value. So this is for the fault. This is the fault current. So fault current is too high. So in this case, all the fuels need to protect it. We don't allow the fault current to reach the maximum point. So this is a big point. We can't allow the fault current to reach the big point. As soon as the fault current reaches the 25% of the value, 25% of maximum value. In this case, this is a fuse or circuit breaker operate to cut off the supply. So this is very important. Because we can allow the fault current to reach the maximum, because once the fault current reaches the maximum, all the things that have to be blown out and the smoke coming out. So no point to use the protective devices. The use of the protective device is that we don't want the, all the switch, all the light, all the machine to be burned out in the event of the fall. So therefore, that we can allow the Maximum Garden to reach, so that people reaching the 25% on the Maximum Garden, the time that fuel should be there, blow out. So this is the important aspect of the fuel protection. Once the fall garden reaches the maximum value, so it will be no point. All the equipment has already burned out in the smoke coming out, so there will be no point to make the protection. So this is the way that we have to set up. Crossing this clause at 2.5, the shape of the exit conductor shall be protected by one or more devices that automatically disconnect the supply in the event of overcurrent before such overcurrent attains a magnitude. Before such overcurrent attains a magnitude, we can allow the overcurrent to reach the maximum value. As well as reaching the maximum value, that fuels the circuit breaker should protect and the cut of the supply. So this is the importance of the protection system. So therefore, when you are setting the protection system, we also need to know about the three factors. One will be the maximum demand garden. Maximum demand garden is that you connect all the load supply here, all the wire, all the switch you supply. So what will be the garden, maximum garden? The maximum demand garden. So this maximum demand garden need to be calculated by using the AS3000 rule. So later time I will give you this, how to calculate the maximum demand. This maximum demand is depending on the also your installation, how many power point, how many light one you are using, then we need to calculate the maximum demand. So this maximum demand garden is also important aspect. In this case, there will be this protection coordination. Protection coordination. So firstly, the current is the IDS maximum demand current. Maximum demand current. Maximum demand current means when we are installing politics rows, that you can see that our light, ceiling light, you can also see the flat, also that you can see the fan. So those are the electrical load. So depending on how many load you install, what will be the maximum current, we have to follow the AS3000 rule. So this is the AS3000 rule to calculate the maximum demand. So how you calculate the maximum demand means that you go through the AS3000 rule, so you can see the appendix. So go through the AS3000 rule, you can see the appendix. So that will be the appendix A, that will be the B, C, so that will be those things are appendix. So this will be that we can utilize this maximum demand calculation. So I still go through this appendix. So 344. Okay, this is for the appendix C. So appendix C, you can see that calculation table C1, then we count all the loads, what count all the loads are installed, we utilize the maximum demand calculation. So the table C1, so appendix C is the maximum demand calculation. Maximum demand calculation, you can see in the AS3000, appendix C. So the maximum, so later that I show you the delay calculation, just know about the appendix C. So those are the wiring rules. Those wiring rules solve of the top of the how to calculate the maximum demand. How many socket outlets are installed? How many power points installed? Then how to calculate the maximum demand? We need to calculate the maximum demand by using the AS3000 appendix C. So this is the AS3000 appendix C. Later that I teach you the detail. So that kind of current is the maximum demand current. This is taken by the load. In the meantime, I am in the protective current, nominal current or protective device. Mm-hmm. Nominal carrier of fluorinated device means the swap carrier of the carrier of fluorine. For example, 10 MPR fuse. So 10 MPR fuse means it can usually take out the 10 MPR carrier. So that time that it can cut out the fuse. For example, 10 MPR fuse. This is the nominal carrier. So this is the nominal carrier of the fluorinated device. This is the 10 MPR fuse. So on the fuse you can see 20 MPR fuse, 25 MPR fuse, 30 MPR fuse. This is the nominal carrier. In the meantime, effect is continuous carrying capacity of Gonada. I say continuous carrying capacity of Gonada. This means that for the distro, you can see that all the lights, all the power point we install. So this, all the power we can calculate maximum demand. Maximum demand you can calculate by using the table C1 or the appendix C, AS3000. So then this power is supplied by the supply wire. So from the room that you can see that you supply wire, from the triple you supply the wire. This wire is nominal continuous current carrying capacity. We have to calculate the size of the wire across the maximum demand requirement. If the wire is too small, it can cause the overheating. In this case, a continuous current carrying capacity or Gonada can be calculated by using the AS3000A. So this way the AS3000A is utilized to calculate the current carrying capacity of the Gonada. So that in this case, I have already shown you what this AS3000A. Okay, this is the AS3008. So this is the AS3008. So electric gas wire, electric gas cable selection. So AS3008 is a cable selection. You can also download from the my site. So this site is how you download with the, you go to this my site here, and then this one is the electrician, Australian electrician training. So the RU3000 and RU3008. So those things you can download. So this is the AS3008. So AS3008, you can see what the, this is the AS3008. So the AS3008 depending on the how the cable will be installed, we can select the appropriate cable size. So this is the how the cables are installed, whether cable are enclosed or the open or the body underground, we can select the cable. So that will be the, depending on the cable size, you can see the cable size here. This is the current carrying capacity. Cable size and the current carrying capacity. So those cables are, depending on the kind of the installation, we have to set the appropriate crossing in the area of the cable and based on the current carrying capacity. So this is the way. So that current is the nominal continuous current carrying capacity of Gonada. So three things are important aspects. First thing, you also need to know about your load. What kind of the loads are using, what will be the their maximum demand, and the, what will be the wire supply to the loads. Those are continuous current carrying capacity, and the protective device are nominal current. You are using the, what, how much are you using, 10 MPR fuse or 25 MPR fuse, 60 MPR fuse. Those are the nominal current of the protective device. So IV, IN, and IZ. Three things are important aspects in the protection coordination. So the cross-linguals and protection coordination, AS are 3000 root 2 by 5 by 3 by 1, see about that. IB, less than or equal IN, less than or equal IZ. And IZ, so this will be the I2 is 1 by 4 by IZ. So in this case, you see the I2 is the effective operation current. Effective operation current. So why is the effective operation current? 10 MPR fuse is a, this is for the 10 fuse, 10 MPR, so it can be suitable to use for the 10 MPR load. But the accurately, when the current reaches the 10 MPR fuse, does not blow out. So it will blow out more than 20%, about the 20 12 ampere or 15 ampere the time fuse will be blow out. So that is a few blow out current, effective operation current. So they are four current. Maximum demand current is a IV, and nominal current of rotating device is a, this is a IN. Coordinate current rating capacity of conductor is a IZ, effective operation current. So the across rule is a arrangement. You need to properly arrange the low current, also the wire current, also the fuse current have to be arranged. So ASF 3000 rules say about the ID less than or equal IN, less than or equal IZ. ID means the maximum demand current must be less than the nominal current of rotated device, less than the coordinate current carrying capacity of conductor. In this case, IZ time multiplied 1 by 4 by is greater than the ID. So this kind of arrangement has to be done for the effective protection. So we need to follow. The above equation. To coordinate. The protection. So the protection scheme is that we have to start utilize the third kind of the protection. The rule have we follow up to make the protection. So in the meantime, we also need to know about the protection against the short circuit current. Protection, okay? Short circuit current. So we also need to provide the fluctuations against the short current. In this case, we also need to know about the prospective short circuit current. The prospective short circuit current at the every relevant point electrical installation. So we have to utilize by the formula. The prospective short circuit current. At every relevant point of the electrical installation shall be determined I. So we have to utilize the calculation or measurement. So this is for the protection of the short circuit current. Protection against the short circuit current that will be top of the 2 by 5 by 4 by 1. So this rule say about the protection against the short circuit current. So that we make the measurement, so how much short circuit current will be coming, or the we also need to calculate the time. This is T equal to K squared S squared divided by I squared. So in this case, T is a short circuit current time or duration. So circuit current time or duration. And K means a factor dependent on the material. Material factor. S is a conductor cross section area. And I is the effective short circuit current. Effective short circuit current. So this is the equation to utilize to calculate the prospective short circuit current. So depending on the prospective short circuit current where to utilize, so therefore the protection schemes are based on this one. We also need to draw out the protection. So there will be the overload and short circuit Flotation device. So overload or short circuit flotation device can be there. That will be the two circuit breaker included in the flotation system. So in this case, those flotation devices are classified into the two major classifications. That will be the overload short circuit flotation device. Flotation device is just top of the PD. So this one is a higher current value, and then we can provide the overload short circuit, the flotation device, the smaller one, and also the overload short circuit flotation device. So then we will be there. For example, then we will just with a 60 MBR, you can put a 30 MBR here, another 30 MBR here. So then we will be a bigger current and a smaller current, we can arrange. So that kind of the flotation device. That kind of flotation device has to be utilized. So in this case, our flotation device need to follow the AS25592 flotation device. AS25592. They need to follow the rule in the mid-eye overload short circuit flotation. Overload short circuit flotation. They need to follow the 2x5x3x2 or the 2x5x4x2. So they have to be followed. In this case, you can see that the ASR 2x5x2. So what's the save of the ASR 2x5x2? True. So go over here and let's see the AS 2x5x2. So 2x5 means the flotation against the overcurrent. So that will be the base at 75. Go to 75 and go down. Okay, 2x5x2 will be the kind of the protective device there. We are utilizing the circuit breaker. We use a circuit breaker. So in this case, short circuit and overload release or fuse combination unit. So we utilize a circuit breaker, also the circuit breaker and fuse combination unit, and fuse having the enclosed fuse link, HRD fuse, or circuit breaker in conjunction with the fuse. So this is the rule 2x5x2 say about that one. So the rule AS2x5x2 will be the circuit breaker. We have to use a circuit breaker and an overload and a short circuit release. And also fuse combination unit. Fuse combination unit. And also, the fuse having enclosed fuse link, HRD fuse. Also, the circuit breaker with fuse, circuit breaker in conjunction with fuse. So this kind of the systems are approved system. We can either install the circuit breaker or the fuse or the circuit breaker together with the fuse. Those things are the included in the AS25592. Therefore, when you see the production system, there will be the fuse system here. There will be circuit breaker. So this is a typical arrangement of the switch board. Switch board means this switch board, they are circuit breaker. Multi-band circuit breaker arranged on the switch board. And this switch board, you can see that the multi-band circuit breaker here on the switch board. You see here, this one is a multi-band circuit breaker. Normally, the circuit breaker here is a 40 MBR main, 3-phase circuit breaker. And then 60 MBR circuit breaker, 20 MBR circuit breaker, they are going. So then, all the 3-phase outlets are we protected by the 20 and the circuit breaker. And single phase are used protected by the 16 and the circuit breaker. Master circuit breaker is 40 MBR. So this is all provided initially on the circuit breaker. That counts as switchboard system we install. So that in the install the switchboard system, there will be the multimeter circuit breaker we can install in the switchboard. So that this is the switchboard, you see that our multimeter switchboard system we install circuit breaker. So this is the same as the one. So there will be the switchboard. There will be the master switch here. This is a 3-phase master switch. And those master switches, you can utilize the smaller switch. And also this is a Q-link. This is for the panel. So this is for the combination of the circuit breaker and the fuse protection. That kind of the switchboard you can also utilize. So that will be the switchboard. Also the, this is the multimeter switch that we install like this. And then with them, this is the master switch. So this is the master switch main supply coming, and then all the switches are connected to the individuals alive. So this is a switchboard. That kind of the switchboard also has to be utilized. So 3-phase switchboard system. So this is the industrial system, a very big power system station. You can arrange a switchboard arrangement like this. So this, so inside the switchboard that you can see the power meter as well as the main circuit breaker. This is the fuse, main circuit breaker, power meter, or arrangement for the switchboard opening. You can see like this. So this is for the switch up protection. So this is for the arrangement of the circuit breaker. Means that you can arrange the switchboard. So before you are running the switchboard, you have to arrange. There will be this cable, so this one cable coming here. And also this is a sequence wiring system. This is for the meter arrangement. So they have to be properly arranged before the quick equipment go to the quick places. So this is for the switchboard arrangement. Our switchboard arrangement, all this are unit, everything, we have to make a specification, and then we can arrange. So some of the switchboards that you can see that the pull out module. The whole thing you can take out. So those are also the big inside. So easy to repair and the replacement. That kind of the switchboard we're utilizing. So in the meantime side, you also see that this one is a switchboard. So this one, this switchboard is, we can see the diagram like this. So main circuit breaker, fuses, units we install like this. So this is the switchboard protection. So that kind of switchboard protection must follow the ASR 2x5x2. We have to protect the circuit breaker, protect by the circuit breaker, fuse combination unit, HRD fuse, circuit breaker in conjunction with the fuse. Those are requirements of the ASR 2x5x2. So in the meantime, we also talk about the ASR 2x5x3. So that in this case, overload short circuit protection need to follow the ASR 2x5x3x2 or 2x5x4x2. So that you can see the 2x5x3x2. ASR 2x5x3x2. So 2x5x3x2 is possession of the overload protected device. Appropriate protection. We have to provide it. So that appropriate position need to be arranged. So this for the ASR 2x5x3x2 is position. Position there of protected device. So protection of protected device means how you make the protection easier to the protect, especially this switchboard. We put it here because everyone can see, and you switch off. You can put the switchboard behind it. Behind it, this is any cable. So when the switchboard behind the cable, you can protect. So the switchboard has to be protected. So switchboard need to be the easier to reach, easier to switch off. So this is the position, very important aspect. So the, all the switchboard position, main switchboard position that they are, need to comply with the ASR 2x5x3x2, and also the ASR 2x5x4x2, the cross of the 2x5x4x2. So protection against the short circuit current protection. So the position of devices for short circuit protection. Where you put the short circuit device, this is what the short circuit device position. So 2x5x4x2, short circuit device position. So this is for the requirement for the subprotection system. So we utilize the appropriate subprotection to protect the fault. So now the subprotection units that we install, now we will see how they will arrange. Elisa we arrangement means a May power transformer. After that, we can go to the consumer main and connect it to a sub main. So these are we have to arrange by the dispatch system. So normally this main production system means a the production system you can see here. Firstly come from the three-way system and then they go to the main switch. After that, this main switch, some main switch we install. So that will be the typical construction diagram. So therefore the arrangement on the circuit can be there. There will be three phases of delta to star. And after that, there's one line coming out. We put the main switch like this. And then the main switch, we can also connect it to the multi-phase consumer switch. The main switch connected here, and then connected to the multi-phase main switch. So this is the arrangement of the main switch system. So firstly, we can, this one will be the consumer main. Here will be the main switch. Then we can use the sub-main switch. So normally we arrange the light system. We pick out white light, pick out switch, current, rating switch, and a smaller current rating switch. Therefore, this circuit system that you can see, the bigger current will be there. This is a 3-phase main switch. 40 MVI is the main bigger current. And all the 3-phase system, 20 MVI, 20 MVI, this is a 520 MVI 3-phase switch, as well as a 16 MVI single phase switch. So this is for the main switch system. So main switch is 40 MVI, then some mains are connected to the 20 MVI. So this kind of arrangement. All the arrangements are we need to follow the this system. This is for the configuration of the main switch system. So the main switch system, you know from this one, after this, I draw the delay connection diagram. Delay connection circuit will be. This is a typical installation circuit. Some of the arrangements are firstly we come of the A point in the consumer main. Then going through is a surface fuse. The surface fuse, then we go to the kilowatt hour meter. Another is the kilowatt hour meter. So after that, this we come into them. This is a main switch. Okay, the main switch is connected to the after that, this will be the main switch here. We make the connection. So there will be the this is the light production. So this is the rain production, electric rain, light. Rain, and also the power. So those switches are made the production. Some of these are due to the light. All the light points are connected like here, and here with the rain, then here with the power. So those light ways that we are had to make the pulling through the main switch, and we also use like the water heater. So this is the water heater. So here is that we utilize the water heater. So water heater will be the space circuit system. We use the space circuit system for the water heater. Water heater is space circuit, so they're not combined with the rain and the power. There will be a space circuit system. So the after the door lights are all water heater, the rain, and this will use the production circuit system. We are connected to the nuclear link. So this is the nuclear link. Nuclear link, we connect it. After that, this nuclear link is a consumer nuclear link, so we connect it to the consumer main. This is the nuclear consumer main. This consumer may is connected to the supply you fill in. So this supply you fill in connected to the consumer you fill in. So this supply you fill in, you can do CI with the may up. So this is the MBS system. May other you pay. So there will be the consumer may service you, then kilowatt hour meter, then one circuit go to the water heater, another circuit go to the main switch, the main switch connected to the lifeline ray power, so power is the unprotected power. In the meantime, we also need to utilize the RCD. So some of the power need to be protected by the RCD, so that will be the RCD protection. Power 2 and power 3, so we utilize the RCD. Also that we utilize the RCD. So those RCD circuits are protected power. So this is the protected power, this is the protected power. So all the RCD circuits are the protected power. So normally this RCD circuit got the two circuits, one with the active and the another with the neutral. So this is the, we're talking about that this one is the active. So active wire coming from here, then we use the RCD. In the meantime, the supply neutral. So one line coming from the protected neutral link. So this protected neutral link is connected to the protected neutral here. So that connected to the protected neutral link. This is the neutral wire. The neutral wires are go to the protected neutral. So this protected neutral, do the wire go down to the protected neutral. So protected neutral, we make a connection so that this supply neutral, neutral link, protected neutral, then we can start place together. So this is where we get our main protection system. So that will be main consumer main service you. Kilowatt hour meter, after the water heater circuit, and then main switch, and the light ray, unprotected power, and then so the, all the equipment are neutral, are connected to a neutral link, and connected with supply neutral link. In the meantime, we also utilize the RCD. RCD means the P2, P3, something RCD. So RCD coming out with the protected neutral. They are, we can cut the both are active and neutral, so protected neutral link here. So this is the way that typical installation circuit arrangement. The circuit arrangement, we got wire up in the wire up in the switchboard. So that all the circuit breaker, main switch circuit breaker, they must follow the appropriate standard. Overload short circuit protection, so it need to follow the ASR 2x5x3x2, 2x5x4x2. Those standards need to be followed. So those switches are, we can see that the switch. The circuit breaker, I have already shown you that the circuit breaker. The second circuit breaker for this light protection, also the fuse can be also installed. The supply service fuse will be the second fuse. So that kind of fuse will be the main supply fuse. So service fuse, and that will be the second fuse we install. And this circuit breaker, I already showed you the circuit breaker, so equipment are installed in the system. So this is for the arrangement of the protection system. So up to this stage, I'm talking about the why the circuit protection, and tell the device utilized for the circuit protection. Requirement of protection, we don't allow the current to reach the maximum, we have to protect. So that when we are arranging the protection or coordination, you need to know about the maximum amount of the circuit, and also the nominal current of protected device, continuous current capacity conductor, and effective operation current. And we need to follow the formula, IV less than IN less than IZ, so IV less than the 1x4y IZ. So this is the arrangement. Now when you are designing the protected circuit In this case, we need to follow this formula. D equal to K square S square by I square. D is a short circuit current and time of duration. K is a material pressure. S contact across in the area. I affect the short circuit current. Okay. Arrangement of equipment can be like this. Over low short circuit progression. Divide it. Bigger current reading and smaller current reading. So then we had to follow the ES at 2x5x2, 2x5x3, and 2x5x4. So typically, the element is here, main supply, main switch, and then we can connect it to a smaller switch. So this is the combination diagram of the light power, RCD, and the fuse protection unit.